This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome to another round of the best of SDHAM here in the Off the Woodwork podcasting section, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. John Nelson here with you. For those that may not be aware, SDHAM is the morning show attached to the soccer down here, the SDH Network, airing at 9:05, kicking off at 9:05 Eastern Time every Monday through Friday. Traditionally, we go 2 hours around 11:05. Sometimes, if the news dictates and the conversation dictates, we go a little long. But that's just how we are Monday through Friday here on all of the SDH Network social media, live on YouTube, on Twitch, on X, and on all of your social media. Also, the podcast is available later on your favorite podcatchers. What we like to do here on the show every single week is we like to kind of take you through the week and let you know what the guests, who the guests were that we had, just a sample of them, the conversations that we have, and how we kind of work our way through the week as your morning show here on the SDH Network. So we're going to start things off with a very special interview that happened late in the week. As Atlanta United was preparing for their trip to the Mountain Time Zone to take on the Colorado Rapids, a very, very special individual in the Rapids universe was on the verge of having a special night. MLS and Tuda NA's Marcelo Balboa caught up with us Friday morning to discuss what it's going to be like to have that night at Dick's Sporting Goods Park coming up this weekend, about Colorado, maybe a little Atlanta, and about something that some folks get walking in the door and whether or not he got his before everybody else did. Here's our conversation with Cello. It is the beginning of hour number two. And this definitely does go down into the cool factors here on the morning show. We get to find out about what's going on in Colorado. We get to find out about an upcoming matchup. We get to find out about all of this from a Hall of Famer. Marcelo Balboa gets to join us here and see if he can put up with my silly questions on the morning show. Morning, Cello. Thanks for coming.
What's up, buddy?
Good to see you. First and foremost, I have heard and I have seen the social medias about the first 2,000 folks that wander into the Dick's Sporting Goods Park, and they get an accurate representation, I'm hoping, of Marcelo Balboa.
It is, I got to say, they did a great job. Every bobblehead you see is usually standing. This, they have the bobblehead doing a bicycle kick. So it's, and I think people stumbling in to Dick's Sporting Goods Park, because they're going to be partying outside. So they'll be stumbling in with their bobbleheads.
I was going to ask, did you get one before the masses? Do you actually get one, or do you have to be one of the first 2,000?
Buddy, I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen people in the front office, they have a bobblehead. Everybody's got a bobblehead, but the dude has got the bobblehead. So I'm guessing I'll get one tonight. Or tomorrow at the game.
Wait. So everyone in an office that has a swinging glass door and perhaps glass looking out onto the pitch or the parking lot.
Yeah.
And maybe cubicle people. They get them, and the gentlemen.
They got a few. I signed a few yesterday when I was there, so it's all good. It's all good as long as I get one. I've had a lot of requests for the bobbleheads, so as long as I get one for me, my family, my kids. You know what I mean? The important thing is the kids. The kids will love that in their little trophy rooms.
Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait to see. Everything that's going to go happen at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Have you gotten one?
No.
We need to get you one. I see a lot of space over there.
I mean, okay. So yeah, well, just to give you the breakdown, obviously scarves and things, the boss had to reinforce the rod back here because they put too many winter scarves back here. So she had to double reinforce the curtain rods.
Okay.
And over my right shoulder, and I'm left-handed, so I do it like this.
Yes.
This way. Triple rack from Pier 1 Imports, the triple shower rod. Literally on this door this door. And it works wonders about showing all of the scars. Right. And the rack, by the way, I've got like 425, 450 hats from all the events I've covered.
Oh, Lord.
So the boss was like, well, when we're assembling the studio space, she calls it a man cave. I'm like, look, you work down here too. So she's like, well, what do? We put a nail in the wall for each one? And I'm like, that might get kind of messy.
Yeah.
So we had our handyman come in and put a train track about a foot from the ceiling. And so I can pyramid all of the hats that I want. I can pyramid about 250 hats and rotate them out.
I need your handyman. I've just redid my office, and all my good stuff is over there. This blank wall behind me is going to go with all of the jerseys that I played with. So I'm going to try to fill up both walls with jerseys, but I need a little reinforcement. You got to remember, when I played, everything was big and cotton and heavy. So I hear you.
Yeah, and she has figured out the whole idea of the framing as well. And so anything that's big and cottony and all that kind of stuff, she tries to smash it down as much as possible, kind of like when we were growing up trying to get the triple deck sandwich and you just kind of smash it.
Yes.
So that's her approach to making sure that everything here in the office is what it is here in Office HD. So
fantastic.
And I will definitely pass along that it is Hall of Famer approved. I need to get like a stamp in the low right hand corner that it is Hall of Fame approved. When the club came to you and said, okay, we want to have this night for you for everything that you have meant to the Rapids, did it sink in? It's like, wow, this really is going to go down.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. They came to me a few years ago and I wasn't ready. You know, I just wasn't ready to have that number retired yet. And I waited a few years, and this year they approached me again. Well, at the end of last year, they approached me again and asked if this was a good time. And, you know, and it felt right. It finally felt, I don't know, for some reason, I didn't feel it. You know what I'm saying? And this year when they came to me, I'm like, everything is in its right place. Everything's in a good place for me. So I thought this would be a good year, and I agreed with them.
Does it seem like it has been almost years since you came from Leon and had that first match with the Rapids?
I'm okay. I'm 58. I'm proud of it.
Right there with you, brother.
Yeah, man. I have no problem with my age. You know what? Listen, we all had a dream. Okay. In a 94 World Cup, we all talked about wanting to have a league of our own, wanting to have a legacy, wanting to have, when I have grandkids and great grandkids, that I can take them to a soccer game, a professional soccer game. So at that point, we all made a decision, from Lexi to Winalda, Tab Ramos. We all made a decision, if this league was going to go, that we were going to come back and we were going to be a big part of it, because we were the national team guys. We started the 94 World Cup. So when they finally approached us and said it's going to happen in 96, we all pretty much agreed that we were going to come back. And I'll be honest with you, I was in a little bit in a weird position, because I was getting ready to go from León to Cruz Azul. They were going to sell me to a bigger club team. But when Sunil Gulati came from the league and put me on the phone with Phil Anschutz, who owned the team, and he just gave me his vision. And then he said, and I've said this a bunch of times, he says, I'm going to start a team in Colorado, but I want to start it with the guy that did that funny overhead kick. You know what I mean? And right there, I was just like, dude, how do I not return? And how do I not go to Colorado? So Colorado was my first choice, because I played here for the Foxes. Mm-hmm. It was my kind of town. It was my kind of, I'm an outdoors guy. I like being outdoors. I like hiking, and I suck at skiing, but I do try. But I knew this was home, man. I just knew it, that it was going to be home for my family.
Do you remember what that first day at work was like when you stepped in to being a Colorado Rapids player?
Yeah, I had a hard time breathing, brother. I came, even though León's a little bit altitude, but you know what? I was nervous, and I've played in World Cups, and I was nervous coming to first training with the Rapids, because I already missed the first game. I didn't know how people were going to accept me, if they were going to accept me as part of the team, or this is just a guy who's coming in now, you know, after we did this. We didn't know how the fans were going to respond. And it was a difficult 3 days of training for me, because I just couldn't get my head around what was going on. And when we walked into the stadium, and Phil Anschutz walks in with Nancy, and he went to every single player, and not typical, hey, I'm Marcelo. Oh, I'm Phil Anschutz. It's, hey, Marcelo, I'm Phil Anschutz. Hey, Chris Henderson, he knew every single player's name. So when we felt that, we already felt like we were in a great place. And then we walked out to go warm up, and you have about 20,000 people screaming as we walked out. So I think at that point, we realized, okay, we've got something here.
And when you look at the time where Major League Soccer has grown in this 30 years, does it surprise you that MLS is where it is right now at year 30?
I could lie and tell you, no, we all knew this was going to happen. No one knew this. No one knew, because when we came to the league, there was a very simple word they told us, and it was, we'll see. We got money for 3 years, but we'll see what happens after that. We stand here 30 years later with 30 franchises, some of the best state-of-the-art practice facilities you will see anywhere in the world, some of the best stadiums you'll ever see. And we're not, listen, we're not Europe. We don't have 80,000 seats, but we've got the coolest between 20 and 30,000 seat stadiums, high with the amenities, you name it, it's got everything. So no, I would say I would hoped, and we always had this dream, but to sit here 30 years later and think that we would be here today, I would have to lie and say, yeah, I thought that. No chance. No chance I thought we'd be this far advanced of where we're at right now.
You were looking at my notes when you mentioned a teammate. I do want to get into the Atlanta United discussion. What is your best Hendy story, by the way?
Oh, let's see.
That you can say on the show.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of stories. There's a lot of stories. All good, you know what? But I think the best one is, you remember when creatine came out and there was that experimental creatine, everybody wanted to try it. Yeah. So a lot of us tried it, and Henderson tried it. And at practice, he forgot it says to drink a lot of water. So he's running. Next thing you know, we look over, he's passed out. He passed out from dehydration. Yeah, he passed out because didn't have enough water. We didn't realize how much water we had to intake in order for us, the way we run and we train. Remember, we trained at 10 o'clock. It's pretty hot. So Hendo passed out on us. So we were a little worried about Hendo after that.
And now that he is CSO here in Atlanta, he and Garth are working together. Obviously, the expectations here in Atlanta not what pretty much anybody, front office fan, whatever, league pundit, you know, expectations, not the way that it's been from your viewing of Atlanta United this season. What has stuck in your head?
Listen, underachieved. We'll go with that. I think that when you look at this team with Latte and Almiron and Seba, you've got quality players. But sometimes it doesn't come together right away. It takes a little time to get together. They've rotated a lot of pieces. The other day, I watched the game the other day where they rotated the back four. They subbed everybody out. So I think it's more of trying to get consistency. And, yeah, they're still missing a few players. I think during the offseason, they're going to get a few players. I would expect this team next year, knowing Hendo, knowing Log, and knowing this team, I would think this team next year will be fighting to be at the top of the Eastern Conference with the players and the moves they're going to make. This is a good team. This is a great franchise. I love doing games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So I don't see but a hiccup in Atlanta United's kind of, we'll just say, current situation. But the future is bright for that group.
Do you dig the ice cream? Are you a Carvel guy like John Champion who comes in?
Sure. I'll go with that. Yeah, why not?
literally, the line forms behind Champion when it comes to going to the Carvel machine. I didn't know if you were an ice cream guy or anything.
I am. But I've tried to behave a little. I've turned into more of a gelato kind of guy.
I can relate. Yeah.
I've turned into a gelato guy. I know.
I'm right.
I do love my cookies and cream ice cream. I'm not gonna lie.
Right there with you. It's upstairs in the freezer, by the way. Yeah. Marcelo Balboa hanging out with us. Hall of Famer. He's got a bobblehead. He does not have the bobblehead. He's going to have a bobblehead. It has been produced, and for the first 2,000 in the door for Colorado and Atlanta, you get the Marcelo Balboa bobblehead. Do not be surprised. Man, I will say this. I have this vision. After the match on Saturday, maybe early Sunday morning, that there might be, how do we phrase, a secondary marketplace for these bobbleheads. I feel that demand will exceed supply. That's just my gut.
I will think after listening and looking at social media that the 2,000 bobbleheads is just not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough. So I'm going to agree. And if people are selling them, I'm going to guess they're going to sell them for a nice little, you know, 20, 30 bucks, whatever. But yeah, the good thing is, listen, the good thing is they're giving out bobbleheads. They're giving out posters. They're doing fat heads. So big fat head of me or whatever they're called. Fun head.
Fat head. Yeah. Because I mean, the boss has her own fat head. That's why it's in the office.
There you go.
I can relate. Colorado.
Yeah,
let's talk about the home team in this matchup before I ask you about the matchup with Atlanta and Colorado and all of the kismet that seems to be happening with all these events in your visit. Colorado no longer can slip into DMs because Georgi Mihailovic has now gone to Toronto for a rather large amount added to the wallet.
Yeah.
When you look at what Chris Armas has been able to do there in Colorado, I guess if you want to go PM, AM, pre Mihailovic, after Mihailovic, what have you seen from Chris Armas this year?
Listen, his contract's up, and if they don't sign him, they're silly, okay? Because he's done a fantastic job with Jordy, without Jordy. Listen, you never want to lose a player at this stage of the game. Never when you're fighting for you're at that seven, you're at 7, 8, 9, you're fighting back and forth every weekend. You don't want to lose a player like that. But Colorado didn't allow that to affect them that much. They went out on the field, they went to Minnesota, and they got the job done. That's a good sign of a good coach who's got a good grip of his locker room. He's got a good grip of the pulse of his team, and he's got them moving in the right direction. We'll see what happens in the next 10 games, but to lose your best player and still be able to come out the next game and win shows you that he's doing very well managing the situation with his players. So this weekend will be difficult because, let's be honest, Atlanta has the quality players. If it ever clicked together this year, they could make a run. If they could get close to being in that wild card spot, we've seen that before. So Colorado's got to be careful because when you've got a wounded bear coming into your house, that wounded bear is very dangerous. They haven't won on the road yet, and you know they're going to win eventually. So Colorado's got to be very careful of Atlanta United.
So for someone who has not seen Colorado play this year, obviously they might be drawn to what happened with Minnesota. Yeah. You might be understanding, hey, it's Yappy Hour. You know, Darren Yappy yeah. comes on the bingo card. Give me, and for the viewers and listeners here, a below-the-radar guy from what you've seen. Obviously, the stars and everything, the people gravitate to that when they click on the game.
Yeah.
Give me a below-the-radar guy that you looked at with Colorado to sit there and say, okay, this guy, this second-level guy is doing well. If this guy's doing well, then the Rapids are doing well. Who would that below-the-radar guy be?
You know, that's a good question because everybody, we've relied on Jordy so much for the last 2 years, right? Jordy's been the guy. So when a guy, and I love Yappy, and only because I had him when he was 12, when he was 13 and 14, I coached him in the Rapids Academy. He's that one guy that will take the pressure off Rafa. And Rafa's got a lot of pressure being a lone nine. Now you've got a guy like Yappy and Calvin Harris, guys who are quick, who are able to go to goal. So when you look at this, you look at a Calvin Harris and to me a Yappy who are that under that radar that people are just starting to realize what they can do. And I think Yappy proved it the other day against Minnesota. Calvin Harris has proved it a few times. So I think when you look at this group, there's a few players that are going to have to put this team on their back. And that's Rafa, that's Cole Bassett, and that's Zach Steffen. Those three guys are going to have to put this team on their back, one in each line to help this team get past that finish line. And that means make the playoffs.
For someone who hasn't seen Western Conference soccer this year, how cutthroat is it to try to get into the playoffs and make a statement?
It's tight at the bottom. It's tight at the bottom. You know, listen, we're not going to lie. We know the Eastern Conference is much more competitive. They spend a lot more money on the East Coast with Messi. Let's be honest, Messi, you're looking at Orlando, Cincinnati. That bracket is stacked. So when you look at that, you see how difficult it is. On the West, it's very tight. I mean, San Diego surprising everybody on what they're doing. And once you see them play, it's not a surprise anymore. They play some good soccer. They have gelled 20 guys together in a short period of time to do what they're doing. And that's not easy. Mikey's done a great job of coaching that team. And if he's not up for coach of the year, I'd be shocked. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's a lot of on the West. It's very, you know, parity. We'll go with that. It's a little more even on that one. I think anybody can beat anybody on any given day. But now look at what LAFC's done. When you go out and get Son, I mean, it's like, okay, now they've taken it to that next level, and now we'll see what they can do.
And Thomas Mueller now being added in Vancouver for Jesper Sorensen yeah. and that group. I mean, it's really cool to see this next stage of Major League yep. Soccer where it's great to bring in those established players, but at the same time, you're also seeing clubs going to South America, going to Central America, going to the underappreciated areas of Europe to bring in all of these talented players for this MLS, I guess, 2.5, 3.0 where we are right now.
Listen, there's a few teams when you look at MLS that are pushing the boundaries, okay? Miami's one of them with the spending and bringing in players. Atlanta's always been up there too. Atlanta's that group that's pushing that always pushing that envelope, trying to figure out how to get better players, to get European players. So I think that, yeah, we are handcuffed a little bit with the salary cap, this and that. And we're hoping that purse strings loosen up a little bit over the next year or two, because I think that's going to open up a bigger market to bring in maybe not an average name player, but a big name player. I mean, listen, when you bring in DePaul, that's a big name player. That's what I'm saying. Latte, you're bringing in players. You're pushing that envelope. So I give a lot of kudos to Miami and Atlanta for what they're doing.
So when are we going to go ahead and just add the fourth DP and get it over with?
You know what? It'll be here in the next year or two, especially now that we're talking about going to an international calendar, which I think is for you guys, it's great. And for California, it's great. It'll be interesting what happens to the Midwest, the Chicagos, the Colorados, the Utahs, the Minnesotas, you know, playing games in October, November, you know what I mean? December, January. So, but I think we've got to try it. The only way we can sync up with the rest of the world, and when we're talking about transfer market, we're going to have to eventually try to match it up. And you know what? You try it. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, you can always go back. But I think we have to try to get paired up with the rest of the world.
How early are you going to be getting to Dick's Sporting Goods Park, knowing that you have to have multiple Sharpies that will be working on Saturday?
They haven't told me much. They have told me that I need to be there at 5 o'clock because there's going to be a family and staff ceremony. So they haven't told me what it is yet. So I will be at Dick's at 5 o'clock. And then, but I am working the game. I could not, I have a hard time. I have a hard time when when I just don't see myself sitting there watching a game, knowing what's going to happen at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So to get it off my mind, I chose to work that game. So my family, everybody will be in a suite. The Rapids have done a great job of taking care of my family and everybody. So I hope they enjoy the game. I'll enjoy the game. And then after that, we'll do our thing.
And it will be a fantastic day for the just for soccer in general, for the Colorado soccer community, for those of us that follow the game and are fantastic fans of yours from what you are doing now in front of the camera instead of having the camera following you from one end of the field to the other. I'll strike you a deal.
Yeah.
I will send we will find some SDH Network stuff that you can hang and put in that office studio setup of yours. If you can find a bobblehead and send it, we'll do that trade. We'll send you SDH Network stuff.
I will listen, worst case scenario, this is my second bobblehead. I still have a few from the last cycle. I will at least get you one of those if I can't get you a new one. Fair?
Fair.
Okay.
That's tremendous. Cello, have a great call. Have a great day. Thanks for everything you do. And by the way, now that you have the garage door opener and you know where the key is under the mat, if you're ever, if literally this time of Friday, the last hour of the week, we kind of turn it into an hour of chaos. Anybody who wants to drop in can say whatever. Tyler Terrence comes in and visits from airports. You know, he's just
nice.
So if you want to come in and visit and crash and give your 3 minutes of like, hey, I want to get this off my chest. Hour of Chaos is here. You know how to come in. It is all yours, my friend.
This is on Fridays?
Fridays in this time slot. So right. if you're at home or you're at home in Colorado?
Yep.
Okay, so it would be minus two. So basically from 8 until 9:05 your time.
Perfect.
Like if you're just hydrating like you are now, having a cinnamon bun or whatever, you're bored, you want to come in, you hit that link. You come in,
right,
and you can come in and say your piece and do whatever anytime you want. It's open door.
I get a lot of wild thoughts when I start walking with my dog in the morning, so you may get a call.
Look, it's the hour of chaos for a reason. Thank you, my friend. Have a great day. Have a great call. We will catch up with you soon. Do not be a stranger here. Thanks for coming on the morning show.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Thank you.
That's Marcelo Balboa. How cool was that? Marcelo Balboa coming in. Great to catch up with Cello as always, and don't forget to see if you can find a way to find out what that bobblehead looks like, because apparently it is very, very close to being very, very Cello-like, and whether or not any of the 2,000 are going to be available after the 2,000 go away. So very, very special night, Dick's Sporting Goods Park involving Marcelo Balboa, one of the legends of soccer here in this hemisphere. Very special night for him this weekend as Atlanta United goes to take on Colorado. And speaking of which, what we like to do is we like to have opposition research. Atlanta United has opponents 34 times a year, and so what we like to do is catch up with folks attached to covering the opposition for Atlanta United and find out how the season is going, what to navigate, and what the expectations are for the team that Atlanta United is going to be facing. And so what we did to get opposition research on the Colorado Rapids is check in with Burgundy Wave's Matt Pollard and find out how things have been with a big win in Minnesota without one of the pieces that you had grown to have as your offensive cog and one of your main pieces. So it's life without Georgie, well, big win in Minnesota, and waiting for Atlanta United. Here's our conversation with Burgundy Wave's Matt Pollard. Because you'll remember, I think the real world had intervened last time, and we just got to hear Matt. And so he might have been on the ethereal plane, I don't know, but he was with us last time. We now actually get to see Matt, because it's bright and blank and early in Colorado. Do I owe you like a big cup of coffee or Starbucks or something, Matt, for doing this at 7 o'clock in the morning?
I'm not much of a coffee drinker, if I'm being honest with you, John. So I'll take some London Fog, maybe, or some matcha tea if you got something like that brewing up.
Okay, all right. I will forward. I will have our folks mail stuff to your folks. Me, I've never been a coffee guy. For me, it's Mountain Dew, and this is the boss's alma mater, so I just grab a plastic cup. So yeah, I'm a Mountain Dew guy. I've never been
all right.
A coffee guy.
That's
just how I am. All right. First off, thank you for getting up at the crack of before dawn 30 to come on the show.
You're welcome. It is I podcasted last night with my co-host John, so for those who want to hear our full breakdown of what we think of Atlanta United so far and how excited we are, if nothing else, for Marcelo Balboa's jersey retirement after the full-time whistle on Saturday, holding the high line, should be up wherever you're getting your podcast, wherever you're listening to this if you're not live. And we were kind of chatting about, you know, obviously it's been a rough couple weeks for Rapids fans with the Georgie news, as we talked about last time I was on the show, John. Sunday was an injection of hope, and that is something Darren Yappe is very, very good at, as I'm sure we'll touch on. But we said after we were done recording, regardless of where the team's at, I'm really glad that the transfer window is going to be done next Thursday, because we're going to get some clarity. And then this isn't going to be like an every day, every minute. What's going on? What am I hearing? What did Tom Bogert tweet? Oh my God. I am relieved for the end of silly season next Thursday. And my primary focus going on to Saturday nights at Dick's Sporting Goods Park.
Well, and then also what you are wearing early this morning, because it is the beginning of the Premier League season. And we can discuss your Fulham as we get into it as well toward the end of the conversation. Now that Colorado, the Rapids, seems to have lost their DMs, how is Chris Armas communicating with the rest of the bunch?
I think he's done a really good job of helping the team move on from this. This was not something that they could dwell on. When Chris Armas has a lot of he has a lot of cliches that he likes to say, you know, it'll be here before you know it, for example. I promise you that. He likes to talk about with forcing set piece opportunities and earning corners or penalties, forcing the coincidence. Calvin Harris will be attempting to force the coincidence against Brooks Lennon on Saturday. And so he has made a really big deal about circles of control. And this is obviously not something that he or any of the Rapids players could try and control. Chris Armas did try to talk Georgi Mihailovic out of leaving the club once or twice, but look, they can't dwell on it. Sitting there and being ho-hum and feeling sorry for themselves is not going to get this club a result on Saturday. That is not what got them the result on Sunday against Minnesota. And so they've done a very good job of, I think, processing that quickly and moving on. And they moved on in the form of a bunch of Rapids 2 kids going out and almost beating Cruz Azul, who are a very good Liga MX team. Some impressive performances there. Sidney Wathuta making his first team debut. And then they went on short rest at Minnesota, who are a very, very good team in MLS. The Rapids had not won a game on the road since the Ides of March, March 15th. And they went in there. It wasn't a super impressive performance at times. They absorbed a lot of shots. They lost the XG battle. John, I don't know how much you obsess over that. And they found a way to get a win. And they needed somebody to step up offensively with Georgi gone. And cometh the hour, cometh the yappy hour, daring you to grace.
Yes. So, all right. So circles of control. I wrote that down.
Yes.
And then what's the one with coincidence?
Forcing the coincidence.
Forcing the coincidence. Okay.
Well, we're also talking, John. Chris Armas is originally from New York, and he's on the New York Jets side. He also refers to the area in and around the box closer in, so chopping off a part of the final third. The club internally refers to that as the red zone.
Ah, wow. Okay. So, see, we're going to have to bring all this stuff forward. Obviously, we did want to get into Yappy Hour. And our friend Casey White was on the call with Evan Weston, so we got a bit of a breakdown with that. Yes, we believe in hydration. Absolutely, mm-hmm. We do. So I did not have Darren Yappy on my bingo card as the first one to initially step up and sit there and take charge in the score sheet. Let me go over the starting 11 and then against Minnesota United in the land of the quarter zip, and we'll go from here. So it was Zach Steffen in net, back line, Murphy, Moxu, and Noah Cobb. We will have Noah Cobb discussion. Vines, Bassett, Ladaz, and Reggie Cannon. I hope to God he's gotten paid from Boa Vista. And then it was Yappy Navarro and Calvin Harris. So that 11 gets trotted out against the land of the quarter zip and the white t-shirt and Eric Ramsey. What was your initial thought?
I was surprised. The biggest surprise was probably what was going on with the back line. We have seen at times that Armas has been willing to have more of a conservative fullback, usually on the left. That's often been Ian Murphy. There were injuries at the left back position earlier this year. So my first question was, is this a back three? Is this a back five? Turns out it ended up being the 3-4-3. John, this was something that we saw Chris Armas line up with in the second playoff game last year against LA Galaxy, and it worked really, really well to stymie Ricky Pooch in the midfield. I think this back three was more about, you saw what Minnesota was going to do with their various wide players running into channels who have last names that are difficult for me as a white guy in America to announce. Halani Belongwe Tolai Olawashehi. I think I got one of those four.
So it took me a while. Bongo Longwane. That's okay. Bongo Longwane and Tani Olawashehi.
Okay.
You were there. You're good.
Yes. So they wanted to be able to absorb that pressure. And we've seen at times Armas have the game plan of almost like we're willing to accept is the opponent coming 1v1 with us and us cutting down the angle, making a relatively easy save for Zach Steffen, or one of our players, one of our defenders, making a play in a 1v1 situation. Whereas I think normally you would think that the goal would be to prevent that opportunity in the first place. And we've seen at times, particularly on the road, that's worked. This game looked very, very similar from the run of play to the road win at San Jose on March 11th, and then a few weeks prior, a 1-0 win at Minnesota United. This has also generally worked, I would say, against mid-table-ish teams. Minnesota sitting third in the Western Conference. I think they've outkicked their coverage. Seattle's right there. LAFC's got some games in hand. I do not think Minnesota finishes top four in the Western Conference. But then, you know, Austin, San Jose, as much as they've got good attacking players up front, we've seen them struggle at times. So this is a very specific game plan for a specific opponent that ended up working. Do I think this works at LAFC or at Seattle? Absolutely not.
Zach's numbers, he was the highest rated on SofaScore, and this is what we'll use as our reference point. 9 saves, and they don't have a term for this, so I'm going to create one. XP, goals prevented, 0.45. That's just a wild guess early in the morning on a morning show. 3 punch clears, 1 high claim, 6 inside the 18, 43 touches, 9 of 22 passing at 41%. Does Zach still have issues with the ball at his feet and wanting to go forward?
I would say that's an issue. This was one of the rare games, John, where the Rapids tried to bypass the midfield and get into transition. And so inherently there were more Zach's passes were more goal kick like, and so that's conducive to Rafael Navajo and Darren Yapi being very tall. That was also problematic because Michael Boxall was right there. And I think he was a little bit more aggressive with that. The Rapids midfield also, I think, did a really good job of stymieing them up the middle. So that was more a let's kick it a little bit longer than we normally would. Yeah. Zach's very good with his feet. That's the thing that Mauricio Pochettino really likes about him, potentially for the national team. Hopefully he's getting a call up in the next couple of months. But I'm not super worried about Zach's possession. I did want to touch on one other thing tactically, John. We have seen at times in moments of desperation or difficulty, Chris Armas tries something different tactically that us in the media and the fan base was not expecting, and it's generally worked out. The first time that we saw the 4-4-2, which had a nice moment for about a month, started in a home game against San Diego. Darren Yapi started in that game. He scored in that game, and the Rapids got a massive 3-2 victory against what I could see possibly as the best expansion team of all time in Major League Soccer, with all due respect to 2017 Atlanta United. So we've seen Armas take big risks, and sometimes it's worked out massively. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for that, because John is what your listeners probably remember most for is him fumbling the bag in the Eastern Conference final against Atlanta in what was it, whatever year that was. I can't remember it off the top of my head. So Armas has come in and he's had big ideas and he said big statements, and he's gotten the team big on side with him after Georgi Mihailovic left, and they tried something different tactically. And Noah Cobb dealing with some physicality that was a bit of a struggle at one or two moments for him, notwithstanding, that they got a win and they needed a win. The team absolutely got its teeth kicked in last week. I'm not going to nitpick a performance when the most important thing was just going out and getting a result.
Noah Cobb, since you went ahead and started reading my notes, full 90, 4 clears, 2 blocks, 4 picks, a tackle, a dribble passed, 3 for 6 on his duels on the day, fouled once, 51 touches, 26 of 35, passing at 74%. Your report card on Noah as he continues to integrate into what Chris Armas wants him to do.
I'll speak bigger picture, John, because I don't think it was just about the performance on Sunday. He also got the start in the Dead Rubber Leagues Cup game against Cruz Azul on Thursday, and then I've seen him a few times in training as well. I think he's still getting used to his teammates. I think the fact that there was a different tactical shift on Sunday with him being one of 3 center backs rather than in a back 4, I think gave him a little bit of difficulty early on in terms of spacing or the where everybody was when they were distributing out of the back. He had some trouble with that 1 or 2 times. He settled into the game as Sunday went along, and he got stuck in defensively, which I think was the most important thing that you needed from him. The big thing that stands out from me elsewhere is that he is really loud and he over communicates. We have seen that this is a back line that at times, mostly when Zach Steffen's been injured, to be fair, has struggled with reacting out of their out of their rest defense and reacting to that. Andreas Maxu speaks English as a foreign language. Chido Wazim, when we had him, speaks English as a foreign language. You have a couple midfielders who are a little bit quiet. This is a team that I think has been missing a Jack Price, a William Yarbrough, who, as I saw when it was, you know, COVID and there were no fans in the stands, the Rapids had the 4 loudest players on the field before the opponent's head coach or the opponent's players. And so that was a team under Robin Fraser that over-communicated. This is a team under Chris Armas, which I think has a little bit more similar patterns of play to where that might not seem necessary. Zach Steffen kicking it long, going down the left with Sam Vines, trying to be direct with Rafael Navajo. You know, that can work, but they needed someone to over-communicate. They needed someone to yell. And so maybe Noah Cobb, with some fresh eyes, seeing what's working and what's not, he's done a very good job communicating. We'll see what that means given the impending visa for Rob Holding, who was just signed from Crystal Palace.
I was going to ask about that. Any word on Rob Holding, but I think you've answered my question.
I did not get an update as of this morning, but my understanding is Rob Holding has not yet gotten his visa. At this point, John, the bigger concern is probably not him getting the visa in time to be available for Saturday, but what that means for him from a fitness standpoint, given he was coming from Crystal Palace preseason, playing at altitude in your first game, and whether or not he's had an opportunity to train. We are not all as elite as Hyunmin Sung, where we can just step off a plane from South Korea flying over the Pacific and get a draw at Chicago Fire.
Well, yes. And so you'll sit there and it's like, so where was your debut? Oh, I was in Chicago. No, sir, it was in Bridgeview. No, it was in Bridgeview at sea. Trivia question. Where was your debut? Chicago. No, Bridgeview, Illinois. About an hour down the road. Matt Pollard hanging out with us, breaking down opposition research. Colorado Rapids getting ready to host Atlanta United on the weekend. When you look at the front, now that it is what it is, taking those three that were there, how would you look at the three that are going to be up top for Chris Armas, and what does each of them bring to the table that is different from the other, or is it three of the same just in different places?
I would say that they all bring something differently. We'll start with the big man, Rafael Navajo, rumors swirling around him and Fluminense, though that mm-hmm. has gone quiet, and a week is a really long time mm-hmm. for the various Brazilian outlets to not say anything about something that eventually happens. Look at his two performances that he had in two starts last week. This is a guy who looks bought in. He's getting stuck in with tackles. He's pressing and everything. Got the goal against Cruz Azul. The broadcast even said that Armas told them at halftime that Navajo was scheduled to be a halftime sub against Cruz Azul. Again, a dead rubber game. You could throw out Darren Yapi there, and he wanted to stay in. He wanted to help the team get another goal. And even though he did not score on Sunday, look at just the runs that he's making. Does this look like a guy who's not bought in? Does this look like a guy who doesn't want to be here or already has one foot back out the door on a plane back to Brazil? I would say no. That's very, very excellent. Darren Yapi, John, has just become, I don't know that there's a bigger big game homegrown, at least in the striker position in MLS right now. If you look at it, Darren Yapi sitting on 6 goals and 2 assists and 13 starts this season. It's just now been 13 months since his first goal in Major League Soccer. He went a full year with the first team not scoring a goal at all in 2023, and Rapids fans were wondering whether or not he's a bust. And you just look at – I've seen the growth in him from a hold-up play standpoint, from a pressing standpoint. He definitely takes pressure off Navajo. When it's a front three with proper wingers, Hoffa's just matched up normally against two center backs, and he does really well against two center backs, but just there's plays where he's trying to muscle it out to win a loose ball that's not going anywhere, and he's just fighting with no help whatsoever. So Darren Yapi starting particularly up top in a more central role relieves Hoffa, or at least gets him some help on Rafael Navajo Island, which would be really, really helpful. And I think it's not just the he's gotten better at pressing, he's gotten better at hold-up play, he's gotten a little bit more calm on the ball as well. Every single goal that he's scored, John, has been a big goal. The 3-3, go back and look at the highlights from the 3-3 draw with Seattle. The Rapids were dead in the water in that game, and they draw 2 quick penalties, and Yapi dribbles through the middle of the Sounders defense and then perfectly pings the ball, nutmegs a defender, beats Stefan Fry. There's 15 strikers in MLS who can maybe do that, and Darren Yapi is probably the only one making 80K this year. Yeah. So every single goal that Yapi has scored, they're increasingly getting more technically impressive, and then also they're being big goals in big games that lead to results. This is not getting a garbage goal when you're already down 3-0 and it's the end of the game and the defense maybe switches off or anything. These are goals that are getting the Rapids results. Having a big game homegrown on top of the forward who is a DP, who is not looking to leave this window, who is still being productive despite not having the other two DPs on the team anymore, that's really impressive. I assume the third that you're talking about, John, is Calvin Harris, so I'll just address quickly on him. More of a winger, likes to cut inside. He's been more direct this year, which has been really positive. And similarly, since we talked about how Yapi and Navajo are pressing monsters, defensive work rate is something that the coaching staff told him he needed to work on this past offseason. He worked on it through that. He got better on it as the season went along, even though he was mostly coming off the bench. bench. That eventually leads to him beating out Kevin Cabral, who's not with the team anymore. And he's got the flair for the dramatic. He'll try and take on guys 1v1. He's a very creative striker. Still, I think, learning how to do that at the MLS level. But, you know, if Calvin Harris is your third or your fourth most important attacking piece that you have in a starting 11, he's going to do really well. I'd love to see him get 8 to 10 goal contributions this year. I think he's on 5 or 6 at this point.
And I know that you're looking for, in a perfect world, anything involving Navajo Island to have an isthmus attached and not just be by itself where you're having to drop FedEx twice a week. What kind of a match are you expecting?
I'm looking for the Rapids to be more on the front foot. Armas has done a really good job of, I think, setting up, you know, this is, you know, we want to be good on the ball. We want to press. Let's focus on being good on the ball at home. Let's focus on pressing on the road. I think the team absolutely has to be feeling better about things after the win on Sunday. Rob Holding's visa on the way. Alexis Manyoma is official. Lucas Harrington, the young center back, though he won't join the team this year, is also official as well. I think they're looking at this as a home game that they should go out, control possession, be the protagonist in the game, and get a win. I believe I had 2-0 on the podcast last night. I think I said a Rafael Navajo goal, and I do like Ted Cudipietro in this game as well. Him coming back from the shoulder injury, and I think being a little bit more direct, and I think him coming on later on in games when things are kind of already a mess is conducive to him doing stuff in transition. John, we like to make the joke that Ted is so direct and sometimes a little bit selfish on the ball that when he gets the ball at the top of the final third, he likes to Leroy Jenkins it. So look to see whether or not he'll be doing that against Brad Guzan.
Yes, I can definitely understand what can happen there. Two other things. Do you have your cello bobblehead?
I do not. If the media are getting one, we haven't gotten it yet. There will be 2,000 of those that are handed out to the first 2,000 fans into the gates as well. Normally, they set aside that kind of thing from a media standpoint, so I will have to ask about that. I've gotten to interact with Marcelo Balboa so much. I've gotten so many good moments with him from a media standpoint and a humanity standpoint as well, John. He is so kind and so generous with any Rapids fan who recognizes him when he's at King Supers in Boulder or when he's just out and about in the stadium, or if they show up to training because they're trying to get, you know, an autograph from Cole Bassett or something. There's another fan who will who getting that bobblehead will be more meaningful to them than me, who gets to interact with him on a regular basis. But I'm happy that Cello's getting his flowers. Absolute legend when it comes to the U.S. men's national team and the Colorado Rapids. I thought they did a really good job, John. It's kind of a question of how do you do a bobblehead from a screenshot of a moment in which the guy's not in the air unless the bobblehead's not attached to the base or whatever. So they did a really good job with that. They nailed his ponytail. And I can't wait to watch that goal highlight, you know, 10 times this weekend.
And Cello is set to join us tomorrow morning at 10 Eastern, so we'll catch up with him there. All right, you start your season with Brighton Saturday at 10 Eastern time, so it's an early wake-up call for you. What are you anticipating from Fulham in the Prem here in 25-26?
Mid-table irrelevance and mediocrity, John. Now that Crystal Palace has a major trophy, we might be the new Crystal Palace of just finishing 12th and half the teams forget we exist if we weren't actually in London. Frustrated with the fact that they haven't gotten any summer signings in, just the backup goalkeeper to help out Bert Leno, have locked down some of the other youngsters, which is really, really nice. If you're truly a Premier League sicko, watch out for Josh King, who I think could end up being the starter in a number 8 or a number 10 role. Really good academy kid coming out. Fulham's going to sell him for 20 or 30 million in a couple of years, probably. But, you know, it's a good veteran squad. Marco Silva does a really, really good job motivating and tactically and getting the team up. We've gotten big scalps against every single one of the big six at this point, with the exception of Manchester City. That is Marco Silva and Fulham's Everest at the moment. But we were looking to add players and we haven't really done that. At the same time, this is the first window in the Premier League where we haven't had a big loss. João Paulinho, who went off to Bayern Munich. Alexander Mitrovic, who's getting paid $1 million a week to go play in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. Good for him, I suppose. But at the same time, if you look at us around, John, the increasing, I would say like the stable middle class of the Premier League. If you talk about us, I put Bournemouth in there. Mm-hmm. Brighton's maybe on the edge with some of the losses that they've had as well. Forest overspent us, so maybe they're at the top of that group or the bottom of the teams challenging for Europe. I put in Crystal Palace. I put in Brentford. You know, every single other team has had a big loss, albeit for big money, good question as to whether or not they've done well in terms of reinvesting. Fulham hasn't really gained anyone. They haven't spent any money. They also haven't really lost anyone. Is there a value in continuity in ways that we have seen other teams get rated for their talent and then struggle, like how we saw that happened to West Ham after they won the Conference League, for example. That's happened to Brighton, and they've had to reinvent themselves. They've done it really well with analytics. So we'll see. 12th to 14th, I think, is probable unless something drastically changes in the window. I would love to see Anthony Robinson finally get a goal in the Premier League before he goes off and plays in the World Cup. Would love to see Josh King do well. Would love to do the double over Brentford and see them get relegated. Would love to see them actually get a result against Manchester City. But yeah, look, at one point we're going to get a scalp over a big six team, and that's going to be the difference maker for them not winning the Premier League or not finishing top four. Would love a cup run as well, so maybe Marco Silva's looking at that. But look, we're Fulham. Nobody really hates us. A lot of people really like a day out at the cottage. We've got the new stand and everything. We play fun football, and occasionally we beat the big teams, and we don't really expect anything. So anything better than relegation, I will take it, given where we were at, 17, 18, just hoping that Tim Ream could be a starter in the Premier League one day.
Yep, hit the promo for me before you get out of here and start your day.
Listeners, you can follow me. I'm mostly over on Blue Sky, or Burgundy Sky now, as we like to call it, at by Matt Pollard. Check out my written work at burgundywave.com, and Holding the High Line is in the RSS feed. So if you want to hear us talk about Marcelo Balboa, want us attempt to be immigration lawyers when it comes to Sun and Rob Holding. And of course, we touch on our thoughts on the state of Atlanta United and why we think the Rapids are winning on Saturday.
There you go. As always, my friend, great to see you. And thanks for dropping by first thing in the morning. Go start your day, and we will catch up with you soon, my friend. You've got the keys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
As always, great to catch up with Matt and find out what's going on in Colorado, whether it has to do with the transfer window or whether it has to do with an opponent coming up this weekend in Atlanta United. You're listening to the best of SDHAM here on the 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app, and the Woodwork podcast section attached to both. John Nelson here with you. And what we like to do is give you a taste and a touch of everything and all the guests and experts that we have across the board in the sport of soccer, Monday through Friday, starting at 9:05 a.m. Eastern time and working your way about 2 hours, 2 hours plus every single time, Monday through Friday, bringing you your wake-up call and all the news that you might have missed overnight, getting you ready for your day when it comes to the sport of soccer. Other action going on in the soccer universe, in the soccer world, soccer universe, soccer everywhere. We got NWSL going on. We've got colleges kicking off. And in those instances, in addition to getting a little bit of intel on the Colorado Rapids, time to catch up with our friend Casey White and find out what's going on with KCD as she travels the world, coming off of an 11-day road trip, calling a lot of different matches in a lot of different leagues. Last week, called Minnesota and Colorado, so she's got a little bit of intel there. Has a little bit of intel going on with the NWSL and also gearing up for life with the SEC and the ACC when it comes to college soccer around the corner. Here's our conversation with KCD to find out what's going on in her universe. Casey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good job.
Okay, so I'm a technological illiterate, and I know that you've probably figured that out by now. So literally it was one switch inside the settings of this particular thing, and that's how people could hear me versus not. The reason we have you with us, and this is an open invitation, we can have, if you wish, well, first off, what part of the planet are you on?
I'm home, actually, so that's really nice. I've been on the road for 11 days, got back Sunday night, so finally settled
in a little bit. Okay, so I propose this to you, Case. So we could have Case in the space. We could have a KCD where you be, or whatever title you want.
If
you want to bat leadoff, because business is picking up for you over the next little while, whether it's MLS, NWSL, and especially the college game that's picking in, Tuesday can be your day. You tell me what time, and we can start this regular-ish segment, except for when you're in an airport, which might be even funnier.
That would be interesting, but I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to doing it. I'd love to take you up on that offer.
Good. Sounds like a deal. All right. So the reason we have you here this morning, I don't have an end table, and so that's why I dropped out of frame with the drink. We got to talk Major League Soccer. We got to talk NWSL. And one of the big reasons we have you in this time is because of the college game, and I wanted to – have you talk about the first match that you're going to be a part of with the new package where the Four Letter Network is blowing up all of their coverage, where you are going to be, I think, are you going to be at the University of South Georgia Gainesville campus, or are you going to be in the blessed city of Tallahassee?
The blessed city of Tallahassee.
Well, class of 19 something something. So, yeah, I mean, so that's why I say that. Those dirty, lying, cheating Gators are going up against Florida State, and that's going to be your first matchup of the season on the college side. But I want to build to that because, you know, as an alum at Florida State University and being a legacy, I feel like we have to have a build. Okay. Major League Soccer on the weekend, you and Evan Weston got to catch up with Colorado, and I know a lot of folks were kind of keeping an eye on our footprint on Noah Cobb and his match. Working out at the back line with Colorado. You can't have DMs apparently in Colorado anymore, with Georgi Mihailovic now being in Toronto. So he has slipped out of his own DM in Colorado. The takeaways, I did not have Darren Yappe on my bingo card. I did not. So the takeaways of Minnesota and Colorado, now that you've had a couple days to digest it.
Well, it was really interesting to see a lot of those individual pieces that you're talking about. Knowing how, my background and from the coaching perspective, I think what excited me the most was seeing Chris Armas and how he approached the Minnesota United game from a team perspective. They basically matched up system for system. You're going to play with a three back. We're going to have three forwards narrow on you for counterattack. You're going to play with a three front in transition. We're going to have three center backs. So he really switched systems and played for the efficiency piece of the final third. But I agree with you. Yapi wasn't on my bingo card either. I had their game versus Cruz Azul. It was just technically a little bit off in the final third, things like that. There was nothing off about his game in those two moments where he scored those goals. It was the right type of runs, beautiful finishes. So there was a lot about this matchup that was really interesting. And then you had a couple players step up really big in big moments.
Yeah, and it was not some of those. I did not do that. I've messed up my computer, but I didn't send you a note. You have a – how surprising was this result in the pantheon of the weekend, considering you've got Dane St. Clair in net for Minnesota. Tani Oluwaseyi, you know, he doesn't really give you a whole lot of Scrabble points, but he gives you a whole lot of offense. This, to me, seemed like going in, the result was going to be flipped with the number on the scoreboard. How surprising a result was this for you?
It was surprising. I think we have to say that Minnesota United is a team that doesn't need a lot of useless possession to be able to be dangerous and go forward and score goals. This game was different because of the different type of tactical matchup. Minnesota United was forced into more possession than they've had in previous games, and there wasn't as much space in the wide areas, behind the back line with their opposition pushing forward. The Rapids really depended more on compact defensive shape and trying to go in the counterattacking transition. And so Minnesota United, in my opinion, did not play poorly. It just was a different type of game for them. They had their opportunities, just the efficiency in the final third went the Rapids way. So that was really interesting from a commentator perspective, from a viewer perspective. But one thing I did want to point out, Navajo gets so much credit for his goal scoring, which is great. He defended like there was no tomorrow in this game, and that was huge for the Rapids in this moment. But, you know, it kind of is one of those things where you're saying so much about the Rapids, and I think rightfully so. But Minnesota United still generated so many chances, especially in that first half, that they just
didn't. This is the soccer 101 in me. This is where you take me into freshman level soccer 101. This is my freshman level learning class. Eric Ramsey doesn't want the ball. He thinks the ball has cooties. And it's an odd duck to see someone with possession numbers as low as they are be as clinical and as successful as they are. What is it about Eric Ramsey and the quarter zip pullover and the white t-shirt that has been so successful with this philosophy that he's brought out?
We had a really good conversation actually leading up into the game. And one of the things he was really clear with us was that it's not that they don't want the ball or care about the ball. It's that they have figured out with personnel that they have that giving up 5% possession that another team might have to keep it on a set piece, on a throw-in, whatever those things may be, hasn't been as good for them as going for set pieces, long throws, because of the threats that they have going forward. So it was a really interesting conversation because it wasn't about an inability to do it. It was what's working for them, what throws off opposition. And speaking to him, you could tell his mind is always going from a tactical perspective and how to manipulate things. It was fascinating to have those conversations. And I think what's working for them, he continues to go.
All right, let's switch to the NWSL. You and Jessica Charman, I think, are kind of just ruling the roost. It's like you're claiming all of the NWSL and everybody else kind of gets the pieces. Wrap up the week in review from the NWSL for me, and then we'll go talking points from there.
Well, the first part of it was Kansas City Current keeps rolling. There's such a gap at the top. We have to say that. It seems almost repetitive and boring, but the reality is they got to get their due. They are separating at the top with their 1-0 win over the Royals. Where it gets really tight is in that third to sixth place and then that seventh to 10th place with only eight teams going to the playoffs. Only 3 points separates third through sixth. Only 4 points separate 7th through 10th. So that middle of the NWSL is really exciting. We saw quite a few ties this weekend. It was rivalry weekend, but the Spirit Gotham was a scoreless draw. That was the one Jessica and I were on. San Diego and Angel City was a late equalizer from Angel City on the road at San Diego, which was exciting. But the real one was the Cascadia rivalry, which is Portland Thorns versus the Seattle Reign. Six goals, four different goal scorers for the Portland Thorns, six different goal scorers in general. So that was the one to really end the weekend
on. What is everyone missing out on by not watching Tim Wyshewinga play the sport?
Excitement, entertainment. It's amazing what she has done, scoring and breaking the record in 40 games for goal scoring. Her efficiency is unbelievable. Yes, they generate a decent amount of chances, the Kansas City Current, but they don't have to generate too often because she doesn't need much. And what's so interesting talking to other players that have played against her, they'll think they have her under control a little bit. And she'll be that prototypical number nine or even play on the wing at times that doesn't have to touch the ball all the time. And then you give her 1 second, it's in the back of the net. And that's what's so exciting about what she does in WSL.
What it be with KCD hanging out with us on a Tuesday, batting leadoff here on SDHAM. And should we make more of a deal about how much better Kansas City is than everybody else and turning it into what they call a horizon job? Basically, it's like everybody else is on the shoreline. You see that boat, and that boat is just going that way and off into the horizon. Or do we make more of a bigger deal about everybody in that gaggle that's behind them? What's the bigger deal here? Everyone from two to whatever, or that Kansas City is just far and away out there?
I think we have to speak about Kansas City because normally in the NWSL, the top three or four are the really tight races and then right around the playoff line. So it's great what they are doing. But if I'm a player in the NWSL or a coach, I am going at this point, let them do that. We got the playoffs and let's see if we can sneak up on them in the playoffs. Right now for fans, watching who makes the playoffs down this stretch of the fall season is the more exciting one, because besides two teams at the bottom that are really going to have to go on a run if they want to be in the conversation, everything else is at play.
All right. So put your coach's cap on for a second.
Let's do it.
You're playing Kansas City. How do you formationally attack what they're trying to do? If you're thinking defense, and you see Wyshewinga and all of this offensive firepower coming at you, how do you defend that to slow it down? Because I'm not going to say stop, but how do you slow Kansas City's attack down to where they are mortal, I guess is the best way to describe it?
It's incredibly hard to do. What's really interesting about the Kansas City Current, I'm going to parallel the game we just spoke about with MLS, the Minnesota-Colorado Rapids game. Kansas City Current does not necessarily have to have the ball. They are completely fine with suffering a little bit defensively, looking to counterattack. And that's something that Eric Ramsey said himself about the Minnesota United. They're okay with that, even though they can possess. I'd say the same thing about the Current. They are okay with possessing and they have the quality of player to do it, but they're also fine suffering defensively. So if I'm on the opposite side, I may be taking a play out of Chris Armas's playbook of match up as much as you can with their system, maybe force them to break you down, keep it 0-0 as long as possible, and then be efficient. I think you have to show respect when you go into the Kansas City Current and play them, whether they come to you on the road or you go to them in Kansas City, which is a whole nother beast. But I think keeping it tight as long as possible is the play. Utah Royals did it last week, 0-0 till the very end of the game. But Wyshewinga just needed that one moment. But that really was a great approach from Jimmy Coonrod's.
All right. So you've started to read my notes. With Kansas City being this entire different animal, what has it been like for you as someone who has been at the forefront of women's soccer here in the States to see what Kansas City is doing? From a facilities idea, we're going to build our own barn, we're going to be our own person, we're going to have our own identity. What's it been like for you to see Kansas City hop on the treadmill and be like George Jetson and Astro and just kind of sit there and go 900 miles an hour ever since they hit the ground running?
What the Longs have done there has been incredible, and how quickly that it's happened. And you see the fans and those in Kansas City rally around this team. I don't know if I can put into words just how wonderful as a former player that is to see that happen and the growth that's happened. There's a little bit of jealousy, I'm not going to lie. I wish I had that when I played, but that's the game. It should evolve. The investment should evolve. And so it's great for these players to go to work every day and to see what's going on around them. And even the teams that go and visit. How nice is that facility? I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's a really great environment for fans, for players, for everyone that's there.
All right, college. And it is one of our big purviews here. And you get to help us with one of our gaps. We get to cover a lot of Division II, Division III, NAIA. We get to do the Fun Belt, Georgia State, you know, Conference USA and all that kind of stuff. You get to hang your hat in the SEC and the ACC. You look at the Southeastern Conference, and it is that 15-round heavyweight fight, knockdown, drag out. Okay, it doesn't matter where you are, twice on Tuesday, don't care. From 30,000 feet, as we start the college season, looking at the Southeastern Conference, what sticks out in your mind?
I think they came off a really great 2024 year as a conference. So many teams that were very successful got into the NCAA tournament. So it's a bit of a toss-up to see who actually rises to the top. Mississippi State had a great year. So that's one team to watch. Nick Zimmerman's taken over as head coach there. James Armstrong left there to go to Auburn. They have had great years here recently. Alabama had a bit of an off year, but they're always a team to watch. And then you've got Georgia. So I think all of those teams have players that are returning that can be really impactful. And the transfer market is huge. A lot of players being brought in. So they kind of beat up on each other. But I think once you get down the road, then that's something that helps them as they go into conference play and then into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, when Auburn was doing their preseason coaches tour, the boss wanted to go and catch up and see what was going on. And the new head soccer coach was a part of this cavalcade. And we got to hear him a little bit and find out what it was like for him to come from Stark Vegas to the Plains and the portal and coming over from and having foreign transfers coming over as a part of NIL and all that kind of stuff. These are topics that we will continue to break down as we go. So, you know, as you get your notes together for future weeks, it's like, okay, Nelson wants to talk about this and this and this. All right. So since go ahead and flash the mug, go ahead and one more time.
I know I can't flash it too often because I cover the league, but you know, I think it's no secret that I went there. So,
but you're an alumna, you're showing support for your university by bringing the mug into frame. early hits on the ACC, obviously. What about the Alma? What's sticking in your mind about the ACC this year?
Well, I think there's always an opportunity for some teams to improve themselves, which I think is interesting. But you're looking at your normal teams, in my opinion, because of the returners that are coming back. Florida State, for sure. You've got Gianna Riley. You've got Jordan Dudley. You've got Heather Gilchrist in the back line, who just is a stalwart back there. So Florida State looks good. Reigning ACC champion. Then you've got North Carolina. You did lose Evelyn Shores to Angel City this year. North Carolina did just a month ago. But returning players like Kate Fossey, Olivia Thomas, who scored in the national championship game, and Tessa Della Rose, and some newcomers as well. So I think obviously those two teams people know about and they realize they are going to be good. One team that I know, I think we have a fan on here that's a Clemson fan. Eddie Radwanski at Clemson, they had a little bit of a down year last year. They had lost McKenna Morris to the NWSL, Hal Hirschfeld, all these players that have had wonderful NWSL careers and in their second years. I think it's a bounce back year for Clemson. I think that they're going to be much better this year and even more competitive.
All right. So what is the broadcast week for you, KCD? Where are you going to be? What are you doing?
Cassie, Florida State versus off the season, which is going to be amazing. I'm with Jen Hildreth. Love working with her. She's going to be great. So that'll be on ESPN with the ACC Network. And then I fly straight to Toronto for MLS regular season. Columbus Crew is going to be heading there for a matchup on Saturday night.
Crew and the DMs. That's going to be really interesting. So like I said, Tuesday morning, batting leadoff is yours. And wherever you are on the planet,
You can dive in 9:10, 9:15 if I figure out sound issues and computers and things like that. So,
perfect.
Case, you can bat lead off on Tuesdays and discuss whatever you want when it comes to college and pro and where you've been and where you're going, all that kind of stuff. This is yours. Let's consider this whistleblowing and the kickoff for you batting lead off on Tuesdays. Fantastic to have you with us to cover all the stuff that you do. Enjoy your downtime, in quotation marks.
Hey,
give Jen our best, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. There goes Casey D. And so Casey has survived her segment with us. As always, great to catch up with Casey White. She bats leadoff for us Tuesdays around 9:15 or so on the SDH Network. We find out what's going on in her weekend and what she got to see, what she got to cover, and what she's anticipating for the week ahead. It's women's soccer. It's Atlanta United. It's MLS. It's lower divisions. It's the opposition. It's all the great stories in one place, and that is SDH AM. That is another round of the best of SDH AM. I'm John Nelson. Thanks for hanging out with us. For everybody at the SDH Network, Jason Longshore, Madison Cruz, Jarrett Smith, Nick Alifi, Sophia Cupertino, and me. I'm John Nelson. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the SDH Network. Be sure to like, friend, and be a part of the conversation across all the SDH Network platforms so you can be as informed as possible when it comes to starting your day, working your way through your day, and finding out all the great stories that you might have missed along the way through the SDH Network, Monday through Friday, and on the weekends, too, with our live events, including Atlanta United 2 High School, and anything else going on across our bow. So for everybody at the SDH Network, everybody at 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app, I am John Nelson. Thanks for dropping by. That is the best of SDH AM. Play it safe, everybody. Enjoy the games. We will catch up with you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.